Investigations editor for The New York Times, will link to your new investigation, Scams, Schemes, Ruthless Cons, The Untold Story of How Jeffrey Epstein Got Rich. Happy birthday to Jeff Stauch and happy belated birthday to Renee Feltz. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca. And let's make these bells stop ringing.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And you know what else is only on CFRC 101.9 FM? The Indie Wake Up Call.
Thursday morning Indie Wake Up Call, specifically today, yes. How's it going?
It's good. We were just mentioning what a difference a week makes in terms of the weather.
The weather, yeah, like I think it's spring now.
Yes.
I think, well, it looks like all the snow's going to go away.
Yeah, I trusted that the giant bump at the end of my driveway would just take care of itself, and nature's finding a way.
Oh, man, I drove over so many, like, icy things that maybe I shouldn't have, and whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, it looks like we're going to have a warm day today and then a lot of rain tonight and into tomorrow, which, yeah, I think is going to take out most of the snow. The high on Friday. Friday is 7.
Wild.
And then Saturday, the sun's going to come out and be a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. And we've got like not a lot of crazy weather between now and December 25th. So if you're traveling, it's okay. Like there's no crazy December 23rd apocalypse like there was 2 years ago.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I was trying to fly home and I drove to Toronto. And counted like 20 some cars in the ditch.
Ugh. Yeah.
We don't want that. In the aftermath of that. So yeah, don't be one of those people. I drove after the storm. I should clarify this. I wasn't.
Yeah, you saw it afterwards.
Yes.
But yes, I mean, I get some people don't necessarily know the forecast, or they're, you know, they really want to get home, and that's what's so difficult is like all that emotion. But it looks like we're good. Like I think it could get messy into tonight and tomorrow morning. But again, it's going to be rain. It's going to be rain, and then clear skies and sort of moderate temperatures too. Like none of this, no more of this like minus 15 stuff.
Yeah, so good like walking weather, walking downtown weather.
So good.
Free parking on Saturday.
Free parking on Saturday, and I think Santa's back. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of festive stuff going on, so enjoy. And are you finished? Any shopping that you have to do?
Yes. I mean, I was sending everything out of town, so
It
had to be. Although I am waiting on a very silly shirt for my brother that came from the States from a local artist.
Okay.
But it's coming today.
All right.
So.
And then done and done. Amazing.
Done and done.
Well, we had a year-end show last year, and we just needed to do another one. Did I say last year?
Yeah.
Well, we always do it.
Well, yeah,
last week.
That's valid.
Last week, we always do yours. It's great. But yeah, we needed to do part two, essentially. Yeah. And Millie had some picks in there. And I actually reached out to some former hosts of Indie Wake Up Call. to see where they were at.
Amazing.
And, you know, they're still, it's funny, one of them is, she's working for the CBC right now, but she's not in the music department, so she felt, I've lost touch of what's cool. I'm like, no, you're still knowing. But when you're out of this world, where you're constantly watching and playing shows every week and learning about new music, I get that. Like, if I've ever walked away from this, it's true, you come back, you're like, I don't know who Turnstile is. He needs to come back. Anyway, I was just talking to him. But
renew his street cred.
That's right. Yeah. So, I've got them tuning in. Occasionally we'll have some Rue at 8:30 to get us started. And she's on Yellowbird Road, so she hasn't left CFRC, but she does actually live in Toronto. Yeah. It sounds like she goes to shows every night of the week. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the CFRC group chat is, I feel like, mostly like, you have to check out this band, or I'm going to see this band.
Yeah. And so, yeah, she sort of breaks down her phase, which was very interesting. So we want to get started this morning, though. I wanted to play 925 by Nourished by Time. The album's called The Passionate Ones. I've seen it on a couple of lists, and I was very excited to see it come out. This is someone who's collaborated with a lot of artists that I've enjoyed, and this is my pick from that album. We have Saya Gray, which I was saying, like, I think all of us agree on this one.
Yeah. We got to play, like, a minute of it last week,
right,
so we had to bring it back.
Yeah, and great international reach for this artist as well. And hey, Turnstile.
Yeah.
Gotta play some Turnstile.
And those cool cats.
Those cool cats. And looks like we've got also off Baby It's a Crime. We've got some Rema there.
Oh, and Justin Bieber and Somber.
Well, I'm holding on to those guys.
Okay.
I don't know where they fit in. But Swag. No one's mentioned Swag, so I'm gonna do that.
No, here,
we'll get there.
I'll move one of my songs up.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom.
It's hard to know where to place those guys, but they're going to find their way. They're going to find their way. It is the Indie Wake-Up Call. Sponsored by Black Dog Hospitality. Thank you for sponsoring our show, Black Dog Hospitality. And may I say, whenever I've gone to all of these charity events, I see that they are always there donating. So it's a good time of year to go back to those places that you've seen at all these charity events and say, I'm going to buy some presents from those people.
Yeah, and if you get a Black Dog gift certificate in your swag bag when you donate to CFRC, you know, double what you got.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
And treat the staff well, too.
Absolutely. All those service people, we see you, we hear you, and we're with you. Okay. Let's play some tunes. We covered a lot of ground there. We'll play some tunes and get started. This is the Indie Wake Up Call. Year-end wrap-up part two.
choices, either left or right.
I'm not defending it. I am defending it. It's somber. It is one of my favorite records of the year. Yeah. I don't care what I don't care if they kick me off the Indie Wake Up Call. Kid needs a publicist, okay? I agree. The TikToks are not great.
Oh, I haven't seen the TikToks.
He's okay. Like, he's not, like, but he's 20. This is all happening very quickly. He's going to probably be performing at the Grammys in some way. It's a big year for Best New Artist. I think he's going to be in there. It was great last year, too, actually. Anyway, somber, 12 to 12. Not going to lie, I played it a lot at my house. And it was, I'm not blaming other family members like I usually do. It was me. It was all me. Okay, we heard some good songs.
Yeah, before that was Rhea with Venom. Rhea is from Ottawa, which is very cool, and describes her art as guitars, glitter, and gloom, or something like that.
Yeah.
Says, and if you've ever scream cried in the shower, this music is for you. And we're talking a little bit about that. We've got a little tinge of the Evanescence feel to it.
Yeah.
That it's, retro.
It's not a yearning, but it's a feeling.
Yeah.
There's a feeling.
Yeah. And frankly makes sense for this day and age that we're in.
Yeah. And I was saying, I think 2026 is going to be even more of that as we look back at some of those haircuts are going to start coming back. I'm happy. Side part. Bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it. Let's go. You're already thinking of Skrillex, aren't you? Oh, anyway, side parts.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, what else we got? We had Rema Baby is it a crime? Mm-hmm. And I forgot that I even put this on our list, but then once it was on, I'm like, of course, like the Sade, it wasn't just like it was a sample, but it was bigger than that. But then what a takeaway. I love that. And then we had some Nourished by Time. I already told you all about that.
Yeah.
Messiah Gray, Turnstile. And yeah, we've got more to do because we're gonna talk to Rue about some of her picks. And if you've ever had a discussion with Rue, it can go all over the place and suddenly 2 hours goes by. So it was really hard to keep this tight, but we did.
Yeah.
And she's going to let us know about some of her picks of 2025. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, you got to go to Yellow Brit Road because that's where a lot of this goes down if you want to dig even deeper into some of these bands and artists. But yeah, she's going to just check in right now and tell us a little bit about what her 2025 meant. Okay, that's what we're going to do next. Stick around. Okay, so Rue, it's been a while. We've had you in on the Indie Wake Up Call, but I know you're thinking about 2025 and what it was in music for you. So why don't you get us started with some of your memories and picks of 2025?
Okay, so I feel like 2025 was the year when we saw a lot of the bands that we've been playing on Indie Wake Up Call for a really long time suddenly get a lot bigger. Like the people that we'd seen coming and playing in tiny little clubs and little theaters are now suddenly playing like bigger concert halls, some even doing arenas and stuff like that. So I went and saw people like Sam Fender this year, who suddenly moved from playing like the Danforth and opening slots at Oceaga to suddenly playing arenas to 8,000 people. We've seen like bands like Geese suddenly get huge. We used to play 3D Country on the show all the time, but ever since Getting Killed came out, it's been a completely different thing out here. Like, this is not the band we knew in 2023. And I feel like that's been the case for a lot of bands. So some of my favorite artists of this year, I'm going to go small to big. So some debut albums that I've really enjoyed, Maruja, they're a band from Manchester, kind of a jazzy, noisy punk band. They've been going for about 10 years, but their debut album, Pain to Power, just came out this year. And you go and see them, it's like this solidarity kind of, you know, prayer, but in punk form. And they do a lot of kind of meditations and like collective power kind of things. And it's all in their songs. And you just leave feeling really, really good when you go and see them live. And that's also on their album. So Pain to Power is one of my favorite albums of this year. Jasmine Forte is another artist who I saw for the first time this year, also put out her debut album, You Are the Morning. And again, just like a really important album at this time, because she's talking about like being trans and then like coming out in the middle of the pandemic and going through her transition and all that stuff. And just like being an artist from the UK right now and being transgender and writing about that. It's just such a strong album. But then when you go and you see her live, again, it's just like these collective moments, right, where everybody is just so happy that she's there. Then slightly bigger albums, I saw Barry Can't Swim, and I feel like this guy is changing what it means to do electronic music. So he's from somewhere in Scotland, if I'm not mistaken, and he just, you know, he does it all live. So he goes and he plays his electric guitar live on stage. He's doing all the keyboard work and like sampling and everything himself. He has his live band with him, like another keys player and a drummer, and it's all live. And, you know, even though you're kind of getting lost in like dance music and all of that, you still got this live performance. And like his work, he gets his friends on who are poets, and they come on and they're doing like this poetry in a thick Glaswegian accent. And it's just like you wouldn't know that you could do electronic music like that. So he's completely changing the game for electronic music. He's bringing all these soul influences, gospel back into it and stuff. And I saw him at Oceaga, which is, I feel like, the perfect place to just, you know, geek out to that stuff in the middle of a field, the perfect place for it. So Loner, his album, is one of my albums of the year. Little Sims, also who I saw live. I mean, she's just always fantastic.
There's a pattern here. Go on. It is.
No, my last one is a bit of a curveball, and it goes away from this pattern. But okay. Little Sims also I saw live. And now she split from her producer this year. Like, there was the whole thing with Inflow, the guy from Salt, and that big show that we were talking about that they put on back at the end of 2023. That show cost over $1 million, £1 million. And that money was not repaid to Sims, who actually funded it. And so there was a big lawsuit, and they kind of fell out over it. But that just means that this was the first album that Lil Sims put out since she began, where she hasn't been working with Inflow. And she got writer's block after that. She was like, how am I going to do this on my own? And she's a really confident person. But for the first time, she didn't have that kind of self-belief in her. And she went out, she wrote an album eventually. It took a long time. The last one was Gorilla in 2022. So this is the first one in 3 years. And it's completely different from anything that she's ever done before. So this time she's come out, it's like, it's a bit more of a live album. It feels more jazz, funk, soul, even alternative. Like, she's got one song where she references Amy Winehouse, and like, she's like, I just want to play my bass and stuff. It kind of throws back to like the time when she was playing her bass and like, you know, rapping, freestyling over Gorillaz tunes. And it's completely different. It's a, like, you know, it's a kind of album of growth and everything. And she's also really like angry on it because she got dumbed through. Like, there's songs like Thief on it where she's very openly just like, you tricked me, you know, played with me kind of thing. But it's a great album. And now she has this rave set that she also does in the middle of her album where she plays like parts from that the 7-drop EP that she put out last year that had mood swings and stuff on it. And it's just a completely different show. Like, the way her show has grown from like 22, when she had to cancel her North American tour because she was like, I don't have the funds to tour North America, to now where she sold out History and she's doing this incredible set, and like everyone in the crowd is on their feet for the whole show, and she comes running through the crowd and she's doing old songs and new songs. She's just one of the best artists, and I just really love her album Lotus.
Okay.
My last album of the year, going away from, I can tell you're seeing the trend being all these British bands. I really loved the third album that just came out from Model Actress. So they're a New York band, kind of industrial, hardcore dance music. And they're just one of the best shows I've ever seen. Like, they're, you know, in a sweaty club. I saw them in Lee's Palace. Their singer, Cole Hayden, I think is his name, he comes out with 3 costume changes, one by one by one. And he's in the crowd half the time. And it's just so theatrical. It's so dramatic. He's like, he's meant to be doing theater. And he somehow made it into this, like, heavy, hard dance music. And it's the kind of thing that you would think would only be in the clubs. But next year, they're coming back and they're opening for Peaches. And they've also somehow got on Stephen Colbert. So I don't know how that happened. But like, this guy in his theatrical, dramatic fits was just out there doing what he does on the Stephen Colbert stage, which I really loved.
So you got me into Model Actress, and it made it to my year-end playlist. And it made me, and it's funny that you had that little moment of like, actually, I'm going away from England for a minute. And there's been a lot of discussion that New York is back.
New York is back.
New York is back, right? Where are these people living? I don't know. Because, you know, whenever New York's been cool, it's been like down and dirty and so on. It's, maybe there's like, hey, a lot has happened in New York in the last 6 years, but it's definitely bubbling over. We're seeing, obviously, the big one is geese. And there are many others we can talk about. But yeah, you believe that New York is starting to light up.
A little bit. I just feel like American music in general is back. Like, it's not just them. It's also like bands like Wednesday who are from North Carolina, I think. So it's just like we finally know a few more American indie bands, whereas there have been a lot of them just bubbling under the surface. Like, I saw Pink Shift this year as well. I think they're from Maryland. And they're getting really big this album too.
Okay. So do you feel that seeing all of these artists live sealed the deal for you in a lot of these cases? Like, it brought them up the list a bit more?
No, actually, the album was what sent me to see them, because especially in Toronto, there's just so many shows happening every night that like an album has to convince you that this is the show you want to go to.
Okay. Those are great picks. We're going to listen.
Get swept in my BM, yes. Brunch in Soho with Michelin star chefs. Stepping out of place, smelling like success. Can't take a break from making dumb checks. I'ma spend my M's, pass through the ends. Tattoo on HS, saying it's IMZ. I know you wanna live your dreams, baby. Girl from the hood, turn into a queen, baby. And we blessed, no stress to impress. In my armor, Margiela, the gold vest. London to Jamaica, Rome, my boonum. When you see the roster, you have to salute them. We ain't here for all that hateful stuff. It's funny how they always wanna hate to love. It's you I think of on my day to day. It's only you that got me thinking safe to say, huh?
Don't you get me right? I can never give this up, even if I try. I'm reserved for you, they can't have my time. I see heaven when I look at you in the eye. Oh, it's a blessing we alive. I'ma always honor what we be on when we decide. Being in your arms is the freest I've ever felt. I is him and he is I. Be your love, I be your love. It's adrenaline, are you feeling the rush? When you ain't here, babe, I've been needing your touch. As if your voice, it wasn't healing enough. Sometimes you gotta let go, baby. Understand when your house ain't a home, baby. Through the rain, we built up the courage. So now the harder they come, we rising above it.
Look out there. we say.
Astonishing.
change. There is nothing permanent except change.
For a moment, please. Can you hold my hand? I am frightened.
Not a Christmas show this morning.
No,
that was a little Barry Can't Swim. One of Rue's picks from 2025. Agree. Hard agree on that one.
It was already on my list, so.
I love the crossovers when they happen. It's like, hello, fellow friend.
Yes. It's like, I see you. I understand.
See you. We see each other. I loved the Little Sims song, which again made me realize I didn't dig deeply into that album. So many examples where that happens. Like, I need to get back into that. We talk about that a little bit later on when we review Hayden's list that he sent us. He picked some really great albums as well, and some that I quickly consumed and then didn't pay enough attention to.
There's so much. I mean, it's the blessing and the curse of, like, the digital accessibility that we have right now.
Yeah, and it's nonlinear. Like, a lot of people's raps, if they had them, were from bands from the 1970s and 80s, right? So it's like, I was really impacted by music this year. It was from, you know, Jackson Brown or whatever, or like Marvin Gaye. So it's a lot. And I was saying off air, like, I don't retain it as much, but there absolutely were some that really stuck with me. But that Little Sims song with Lydia Kiddo, holy moly, only. And then she had Jasmine Forte with Elephant and Model Actress, which that one's on my list too. So yeah, more crossovers. So we're going to play a few more of our picks. And we're going to start, actually, I looked up other lists, with Pitchfork's Song of the Year. Yeah. Of course, I didn't see it coming at all, but Millie did.
Yeah.
She picked Cameron Winter as one of her artists this year. So we're going to take Love Takes Miles. That wasn't the song she picked, but I moved it around. And I see it says heavy metal. Really? I don't think so. Anyway, I'm going to play Wonder Horse, The Rope. I just feel like mainstream rock stations, why aren't they playing this song? It's so good, but also soulful and kind of raw. And you can sing along. Those are good things. And what, oh, I see what you put in there.
Yeah, some Sampa the Great, Blanje with Can't Hold Us. Catchy little tune. It's a catchy
little
tune.
Little ditty.
Yeah. Little ditty.
It's catchy. It's catchy. It's good.
You know, energize you on a Thursday morning.
And then after that, we're going to go back to some of former hosts and dissect what Hayden sent in to us to talk about as well. And then we'll get to Madison and look at that. Another show.
49. And if you want to hear some Maruja that Rue was talking about, I'm going to be doing a special with some of our